Yantum, what does that mean? Chasod Yushchvi. That means the blackness of shoemaker. The black dye that they use to paint the shoes with. Diftura, what's that? Well, that's also no good, the Mishnah says. That's the Maliach v'kemiach. You have a piece of parchment, the skin of the animal, that the Maliach, you salted it. The kemiach, and you put flour on it. Rashi's kemiach means v'mayim. You put salted in flour and water. But v'lo yofetz, but you didn't work it over. Rashi, offets means v'uba b'afotzim. You didn't work it over, a type of an ingredient called afotzim. That makes the parchment, the skin of the parchment. Nir, what does nir mean? Machka. Rashi, mina sovim moseh de'edevik. Some type of grass that you glue together, machka, that's no good. That type of nir, like paper, is no good. When is the Megillah good? Acha take suva shuris. The Megillah has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. The Pasuk says, k'chsovim uchazmanim. K'chsovim means uzmanim, the times that it's written, the type of language they had at that time. So the Jews then had ashuris, Lashon HaKodesh. That's the Lashon Megillah has to be written in. Ala sefer udyoy. It has to be written on a piece of parchment, udiyoy, with black ink. Minolon, how do we know this? So the black ink here, diyoy, means something that's miskayim. It has to be something that lasts a long time. And these other type of dyes before, they don't last too long, that's why they're no good. Diyoy is a type of a dye that lasts a long time. For the more minolon, asya ksiva ksiva. Learn now from the word ksiva. Ksivocho vatichtor ester amalka. Says Esther wrote down the Megillah. Well, Ksivosim says the Pesuk in Yirmiyo, "Vayoyim lehem boruch mipiv yikru elai es kol advar meila vani kaisav ala sefer b'joy." So you see, when it's talking about writing down has to be ala sefer, means parchment, and b'joy with this black ink, that's what's good. So whenever it says ksoiv, means on parchment and on black ink. So to Mishnah, ben ir shaholach lekrach. A ben ir, Rashi Shazman of Yarbosa, a person living in a big city, and there's no wool around it, he's supposed to read the Megillah on the 14th, like us on Purim. What about, he went to the krach, he went to the village now, and there they're reading the Megillah on Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, they're reading the Megillah. Or else the opposite way. What about a ben krach, Sholach Liir? A ben krach that lives in the village, he has a right to hear the Megillah earlier, he went now for Purim to live in the city. Is imosid lachsalim koyma, if they have in mind to go back home, they're only visiting right now, kurakim koyma. Then they have the loch of their mokum where they live, and a ben krach, even though now he's in the village, he vadavka asti of the Megillah on Yudalid, and the opposite way, the ben krach that went to the city, if he wants to, he can hear the Megillah earlier. He has the loch of his original place. The imlav, let's say you left, you moved, and you don't plan to come back again, is kurimoyin. Then you go back to where you're living right now. Even though you moved yesterday, but Lamaisa today, this is your new place to live, either in the city or in the krach, you go boss to where you're living right now. From where do you have to read the Megillah and be yotze the mitzvah's mikras Megillah? Is Rabbi Meir Rai Mekula. That's the halacha. We're only yotze the mitzvah if you hear the whole Megillah. You have to read the whole Megillah, no half, the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Rai Meish Yehudi. You could start from Ish Yehudi and continue on. The first, we only the beginning, just Miyish Yehudi. We have Yosu Yoyimah Miachrat Vormela, that's where you have a right to start. Just start saying the Megillah from Achrat Vormela, that's where the Ikaram Nes took place, so that's enough to have Pirsum Nes. But the locker is like a Meya, but you have to read the whole Megillah. Omar Rova, Loishonu Ela Shosid Lachso Velel Yudalim. We're only talking about he plans to go back home on the night of Purim. Avalein Losid Lachso Velel Arbosa. Let's say he doesn't plan to come back today in the night of Arbosa. He plans to come back next week. Kari Mohen. Then he still has a locha to read where he is. In other words, a person from the krach, from the village, went to live in the city. He went to visit his parents, and he planned to stay there for a week. And when it comes now, during this week is Purim. So since Lamaisa and Yudalit, he's living in the city now, he bedavka has to read the Megillah and Yudalit. Even though a week later he plans to go back home to the krach, to his village, he's not allowed to hear the Megillah earlier. It depends where you plan to be on Purim itself. That's Rava's Chiddush. Omar Rava Minoah Minoah, how do I know this Yisoid? It goes both to where you plan to be for Purim itself, and not where your permanent living is going to be. The Pasuk says, Akola Yehudim Aprozim Ayeshim Bioria Prozois. All the Yehudim that live in a prosim are spread out. Hayashim Beori Aprozis. Michtik Siva Yehudim Aprozim. Says the Yehudim in the strong cities. Lomu Michtav Ayashim Beori Aprozim. We have to say they live in the Ori Aprozis in the strong cities. Hakamashvalons. The Paris Ben Yoima Nikra Paris. That even though you're in a big city for just one day, that's also called a Paris. That's the Chiddush. Even though for this one day Purim, Lamaista today, you plan to be here, if you plan to be here today for Purim, that's called, you call the Ben Krach, you have to go bust where you are right now. But Askechon, Purim, that's good to Purim. Of a Mukav, you know, how do we know a Mukav? If you go into a city that has a chayim around it, if you're there for Purim in that city, in Yerushalayim, you have to read the Megillah on Tezvov. Svaru, it's a svaru. Me the poris ben yoyim akara poris, since in a city that doesn't have a wall around it. If you're only there for one day, you're considered that city man. Then you have to hear the Megillah and you dalid, mukiv ben yoyim akara mukiv, the same thing. That's the loch. If you plan to go to Yerushalayim and be there for Purim, even though you live in Bnei Brak, but if you plan to spend Purim in Yerushalayim, now you're there, you're living there, you're called the ben mukiv. You have a din to hear the Megillah on Tezvov. The Yomar Rava, Rava says, Ben Kfar Shoholach Lir. Alright, we'll stop there. Yeah, holding a few tests. We'll start over again from the mission again. Ben Ir Sheholach Lekrach. A Ben Ir Rashi says Shizmano Babosa. Means the person lives in a city that has to hear the Megillah on the 14th day without a chaim around it. Sheholach Lekrach. He went to the city. Rashi learns Shizmano Bechamishosa. A krach means a big city that has a wall around it. So a person that's supposed to hear it on the 14th went to a krach that is supposed to hear the Megillah on the 15th. Rest the opposite way. A Ben Krach Sheholach Lir. A person is supposed to read it the 15th day, went into the city without a chayma, the house is supposed to read the 14th day, spends like this. If he has in mind to come back home again, he has to read it in the time of his hometown. If he's a Ben Ir, the 14th. If it's a Ben Karach, the 15th. The Imlav, if he moved there, Pashut means permanently, we'll see in the Gemara, not like that, a Pashut means permanently, the Imlav, Kairi Mohim. Then he reads to the place where he is right now. From where they have to hear the Megillah of Yoytzibo, and Yoytzibo Yedichabosai, and Yoytzibo the Mitzvah, Rabbi Meir Roima Kula, you have to hear the whole Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Roima Meishyudi, no, you only have to read from Ishyudi onwards. Rabbi Yoytzibo Meacharat Vormela, that's where you can afford to first start reading the Megillah. It's more so like this. Omar Rova. That's what we say, that a Ben Ir, a person that's supposed to hear the Megillah on the 14th, went to the Krach, went to a city that has a chayim around it. So we say now that if he's in Daita Lachzor, he has to hear the Megillah on the 14th. What's called Daita Lachzor? On the 9th of Yud Dalet itself, he plans to come back into the year. Therefore, you have to hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet. Let's say the night of the 14th, you don't plan to come back to the year, but you plan to stay in the krach, then the locher is kari mohen. Then you have a right to say, right now you're in the krach, and you have a right to hear the Megillah first on the 15th day. So Rashi says, Loishonu. The ben krach, sheholach l'ir, that we say a ben krach, that means a person that's supposed to hear the Megillah on the 15th, went to the city, and there they read on the 14th. They all said, "Lachzolim kaimai, kara bechamishasa." If he has in mind to come back home, he has to read the Megillah on the 15th day and not on the 14th. What does that mean? Not like if he plans to come back in a while, next week, but it means elishasid lachza b'leil labosa. He has asked to come back right now on the 14th night in kaidim omer hashachar. If before the day breaks, yotza min ir, he left the year. Hudiktoni, here it says, Shein etzorach likris imoin, b'leil yudalit, doesn't have to read it, b'leil yudalit. Afapi shodenu shom, even though he's still in the krach. Hul v'yoyim lo yiyashom. Ein ze Ein ze afilu poris ben yoymei. That's not called his home even for one day. That's because he doesn't plan to come home that night. Abul ein osid lotzeis mishom balayla. He doesn't plan to leave the city that has a chaim around it that night. Tashdevi poris loisa yoym. The day of the 14th, he is considered now he's living in the city that has a chaim around it. His afapi shosil las lamacha liyoym. Liyem echad nikra poris v'kari moyim bein b'leil yudalid bein b'yudalid. Now this is talking about again clearly a ben krach. A ben krach means you're supposed to read the 15th, but you went into a city that doesn't have a chaim around it. So if you're in that city the night of the 14th and you stay there, you plan to stay there the whole night, even though you plan to come home the next day. But since you're there that night, you have a right to hear the Megillah on yudalid. Because when do we say, if you plan to go back home, you have a halacha like your hometown, only if you plan to go home that night? That's what we're saying. Now, if you plan to go home on the night of Yudalid, then we say, since really you live in a krach, you live in a city that has a wall around it, so your day is the 15th. Even though now you're visiting a city without a wall, but if you plan to come back home the night of Yudalid, the night of Purim, then you can't hear the Megillah where you are. You have to hear the Megillah when you come back home the 15th. But if the night of the 14th you plan to stay in the city that doesn't have a wall around it, then the Lochri is Kairi Mohim. Since you're there that night, and that night is the Kriyas Megillah there, you have a right to hear the Megillah on Yudalid. Now, Omar Rav, how do I know this big Yisoid? That as long as you're there, the time they read the Megillah, you're called like that place. The Pasuk says, Al Kain are Yehudim Aprozim. The Yehudim that are Aprozim, HaYoshrim B'Yorei Aprozis, that live in a city, the open cities. They live in open cities without a wall around it. So now, Michti, Ksiv are Yehudim Aprozim, means that Yehudim are living in open cities. Lomeli L'michtav HaYoshrim B'Yorei Aprozis, why does it have to say again, they're living in the open cities? It's repeating itself. We're talking about the Jews that live in the open cities, that they read the Megillah on Yudalid. Why does it repeat itself? Chokamashpun, it comes to teach us a Chiddush like this. The Porus ben Yoimoy Nikra Porus. That a person that's in a city that's open just for one day, he's called the Ben Porus. Therefore, his din to read the Megillah on Yudalid. So therefore, a person that lives in a Krach, he lives in a city that has a wall around it, somewhere living in Yerushalayim, he goes to spend Purim on Yudalid, he goes to Bnei Brak. There, there's no city around it. So as long as he's in Bnei Brak, the night of Yudalid, he's called a Ben Poruz. He's there now for one that night. So mainly, he has a chiyuv to hear the Megillah on Yudalid, and it can be yoytzer to the Megillah on Yudalid. So Gemara says, Ashkechon Poruz. This is a good svar about a Poruz. If you go to an open city, if you're there just that night, you consider it like a Ben Poruz. Of the Mukuf Minola, how do we know the opposite way? That a Ben Ir went to the Krach, and you're spending the night of Yudalid in the Krach, that you don't hear the Megillah anymore in Yudalid, but you have to wait till they hear it on Tezvov. How do you know that just one night gives you a din of the Mukuf Chayma Minola? Someone says, a Svarahu. Me the Porus, Ben Yoimai Kara Porus, since if you're in the city without a wall one day, or one night, the complete night, you have a shame, a Ben Porus. The same svarom mukif, then yoimai kari mukif. If you're in a city that has a wall around it for one day, you're called that city. You're called like that place. And therefore the din of you is here the Megillah on Tezvov, and not on Yudalid. The Yomar Rav also said like this. So Mel, that's talacha, that if you spend the night of Yudalid in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, so you have to hear the Megillah on Yudalid. But if you spend the night in a city of Tezvov, then the lochra is, with a city that has a wall around it, you have a lochra like a ben Tezvov, that you first fear the Megillah on Tezvov, not on Yudalit. Being there just one day gives you shame of that city. The Yomar Rava, Ben Kfar, a person living in a Kfar, that's a village, which is also a city that does not have a wall around it, which really should have been Yudalit, but since you're in a village out of the main town, they gave you a right to hear the Megillah we had before earlier. On Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, you can hear the Megillah. Now, what about a Ben Kfar Sholach Liyir? He went into the big city to spend Purim. So, Ben Kach Ben Kach Kuri Muhin. No matter what, even if he has Das to go back home, but Lamaisif, at the beginning of the night, he's in the city, he has to hear the Megillah v'davka and Yudalit. So Rashi says, Ben Kfar, she'iktim v'korvel yom ha'knisa. He first heard the Megillah on the yom ha'knisa. Let's say on Yud Beis, Adar, he heard the Megillah. V'yachaka cholach l'ir. And then he went into the big city. V'oyishom leil Yudalit. On leil Yudalit, he was in the big city. So lachum is Ben Kacha, Ben Kacha. Filu wasa lachsam lachis misham, kaidim ayoyim. Even if he plans to leave the big city by that night, still carry moim belayla. Like has the chiyuv to read the Megillah over again a second time the night of Yudalit. Since right now on Yudalit by night he's in the big city, he has a locha to hear the Megillah over again, even though he already heard it 2 days ago in the kfar in the village. Why? So Mara says, my time, what's the reason? Hi kibnei ir, for tomorrow, my time, hi kibnei ir, boy lemikri. I, you should read it like a bnei ir, like the way he is. No, okay. This is a terrace. My time, hi kibnei ir, boy lemikri. Really, even people living in the village, it's an open village. It has no wall around it. So really, they should also read the Megillah on Yudalit. Like that's the ikizman. Without a wall around it, you have to hear the Megillah on Yudalit. How come we say a village has a right to hear the Megillah a few days earlier? The Rabbananu diakilu ala kforim. The Rabbanan gave a special kula on the people living in the small villages that they could hear the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before, k'day sheyisvaku mayim mozon liachechem shebekrochem. In order, we said really two reasons that it should be easier for them since they have to come into the city anyway on Monday and Thursday, so let them hear the Megillah earlier, and secondly, that they should be free. When it comes to Yudalit on Purim itself, the people from the kfar of the village should be free, and should have enough time to be able to feed the people living in the Krachim. They'll be able to give them food, mayin and mos and teat, to their brothers living in the Bikrachim. So that's the kula the Rabbanah made for the people living in the villages. They have a right to hear the Megillah earlier. Of the Hanin Mili, when do we say they have this right to be Yitzah earlier? Ki Isa Baduchtayu. Only when they're still living in the village. But now that you moved into the city this night on Yudalit, at least up until, let's say, 12 o'clock at night, like the first few hours of the night, you find yourself in the city in the year, the halacha is, you have to read the Megillah now like a b'nei ir, and therefore you have to hear the Megillah a second time on the night of Yudalit. Here it's different than a ben krach and a ben ir. A ben krach and a ben ir, he has this din really a different day. But here a kfar, a village, has really the din of Yudalit. It's only a special kula if you're in the village. But here that you went into the city already, you have the din like the city, you have to hear the Megillah again on Yudalit. Eisvei Abaya, Abaya has the kasha to this, to Rava. Eisvei Abaya. Ben Krach, Sholach Lir, or Ben Krach, that means a person living in a city that has a wall around it, that the din is on the 15th day. Sholach Lir, he went to live in a city without a wall around it. The locher is Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Kura Kimakoyme. He reads it no matter where he is, it is like his place. He's the Ben Krach, so he has to hear the Megillah on Tezvav. For the Gemara, is that true? Ben Krach, Sakha Daitoch. The Ben Krach, no matter where he goes, he has to hear the Megillah on Tezvav. The Mishnah says not like that. The Emosid Lachsa Tal Yemilsa. Our Mishnah says it's probably if you intend to return or not. If you have in mind to return to your city that has a wall, your din is 15. But if you have in mind to stay in the city without a wall, the whole Yudalit, or at least the complete night of Yudalit, you go bossy Yudalit. So how could you say Ben Kach or Ben Kach he has to hear the Megillah on the 15th day? El Olav, doesn't the price mean like this? Ben Kfar, that it means a Ben Kfar. Not a Ben Krach, it means a Ben Kfar, it means a village man. That a village man, even if he goes into the city, still he has a right to hear the Megillah earlier. So Mashmi, if he heard the Megillah on the Monday before, even though, let's say, Yudalit comes out on Wednesday, and Wednesday he goes into the city, he does not have to hear the Megillah over again. So it's a Kasha and Rava. Tomorrow says, for love to Rutse Mataretzta, like a Monashach. The way the price itself says it's a Kasha. You have to enter and change it around. They say it doesn't mean a Ben Krach, it means a Ben Kfar. See, if once you have to change around the price or anyway, Tony Kari Mohen, change around the price to say, it means to say, Kari Mohen. That if a Ben Kfar, a person living in the village, even though you heard the Megillah on Yud Beis, let's say on Monday, but when Purim comes out on Wednesday, and Wednesday you go to visit the big city, and you are there, the Gurus Kari Mohen. You have to hear the Megillah over again, now that Yudalit, you're in the big city, you have to hear the Megillah on Yudalit. That's Rabbi Zalach. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, "Mehechin kari rodim etz megillah." Where does a person have a chiyuv to hear the megillah to be yotzei the mitzvah? Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai yomer, mivalai lo hahu. A fourth shita. You know where you have to read the megillah at least from mivalai lo hahu. If you hear the rest of the megillah, you yotzei the mitzvah. Omer Reb Yechanan v'kulon mikra echadosha. All these four shittas, three in the Mishnah, and now Reb Shimon ben Yochai, they all dash in one pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'tichtav Esther Hamalkom O Mordechai Yehudi as Kol Toikif." They wrote down all the strength of what happened. They pushed the nest. What happened? That there's a mitzvah Purim to read over the Megillah. The question: what is called Kol Toikif? What does it mean? Rashi says Kol Toikif means Lekayim Migeres Apurim Al Toikif Hikved Laskir. We want you to remember to hear the Megillah Al Kol Toikif, all the strength. Man Diyom Akula Rav Neya holds in La Locha that we have to hear the whole Megillah Toikif Shlach Hashverish. It means to say we have to speak about even the strength of Achashverish. Where does the Megillah talk about the strength of Achashverish? The beginning of the Megillah. Even when Achashverish, he was a melech, Moedi Vakush, he made a big mishtah, so you have to start reading the Megillah from the beginning. Rashi says, Toikfo Shlach Hashverish, v'mitchilosehi medaberes b'toikfoin, atzoifoin. The whole Megillah talks about the strength of Achashverish, so you have to read the whole Megillah. Man the Yom of Yishudi, that the Mishnah says a shita from Yishudi only, that was a Yehudi shita. It means Toikfo Shem Mordechai. Called Toikfo means we have to speak about the strength of Mordechai. So we have to first start hearing it where Mordechai comes into the picture from the pasuk in Yishudi. Well, Man the Yom of the third shita in our Mishnah of Yosi shita, Me'achar Advor Meila. It means Toikfo Shem Haman. You have to talk about the strength of Haman and the way he had his downfall. So you have to first talk about, start reading the Megillah when a Haman, when Achashverosh appointed Haman. Well, Man the Yom of Shimon ben Yechoy that holds Mivalai Lahu, not the Doshnas Melech, means Toikvo Shenes. You have to read the strength of the Nes. And that's really when the Nes started. That Achashverosh couldn't sleep that night and he called for Sefer Zikaron and they found that Mordechai did something and he made Haman take Mordechai. That's the beginning of the Nes. So that's what the Shimon ben Yechoy holds, the mitzvah is to read Toikvo of the Nes. Rafuna Ramar Mehocha. Rafuna has a fifth shita. Oh, no, forget. Rafuna Ramar Mehocha. Another posik where the machlokes is. These four shitas, they dance the machlokes in another posik. Rafuna Ramar Mehocha. It says, Umaro Akocho Umahagi Alayim. Let's look at what happened here and exactly what caused it and what happened. It's like this. Man Diyom Akula Rameya Shita. The Mishnah says you have to read the whole Megillah. It means like this. We have to know, start talking, what did Achashverosh use the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, which was at the beginning of the Megillah, when he made his Mishnah, he said, Bidashim Sukkim before, he used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Al-Kocha, what the Pasuk means Al-Kocha, because of this, Mishum Dechoshiv Shivim Shonin, that why did Achashverosh make his mistake? Why did he use the kelim we had before? Because he made a mistake when the 70 years of Golas bubble should have been over, and according to his cheshbon, it should have been over, and Hashem didn't redeem them. So he figured Hashem is not going to redeem them anymore. V'lo yifruk, and Hashem didn't redeem them. That's why he did what he did. U'mahagi aleihem, what happened to them? The cult of Vashti, that Achashverosh killed Vashti. So Melo, this pasuk talks about the beginning of the Megillah. Therefore, you have to start reading even from the beginning of the Megillah. Man the Yom Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that says no. Me'yish Yehudi, you have to only start reading the Megillah from the pasuk Yish Yehudi. It means like this. Ma'ro Mordechai diyikni v'Haman. How come Haman was jealous about Mordechai? So we have to start talking about Mordechai. Al-Kocha, why? Tishav Yenavshi Avodah Zarah. That he made himself into the Avodah Zarah. Oma Giyaleim, the Yischarish Nisa. What happened that became a Nes? How come Mordechai was like jealous, got angry at Haman? It's because Haman made himself like an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Mordechai did not bow down to Haman, and that's what we have to start talking about. Uman di yom ameyachem advar meila, that says first from there, from the mice of Haman. Maro means Haman sheniskana b'chol Yehudim. How come Haman was jealous upon the Yehudim? Al-Kocha, you know why? Mishum de Mordechai lo yichrim l'ishtachaber. Because Mordechai didn't bow down to him, that's why he became jealous upon the Jews. What happened to them? That's why you have to first start reading about the Maisa with Haman. That's what it means. Why was Haman jealous about the Jews? Well, man, the Yom Rav Shimon Nechoyis Pshat, it says he started reading the Megillah from Ibalayla, who? Man, means like this. Ma'roach Ashverish Lohovi HaSeif HaSekhoinis. How come, what caused Ashverish to call the Seif HaSekhoinis? Like, how come he looked in it now? Ha'koch, you know why? Tizimtei Esther Lohomen, like we had before by day. That since Esther invited Haman to the party, so it says Achashverosh was jealous that night. He started to think, maybe Esther and Haman are making a conspiracy to kill me. So therefore he got jealous, that's why he brought the Sefer HaSekhoinis we had before. Omah Gileim, what happened to them? The Yischarish Nisa, that the nest of Purim happened because of this. Omer Rav Yichalba, Omer Rav Choma Bagruya. Omer Rav, Halocha Kedivri Yoy Mekula. That's what we paskin. That with our mitzvah is to hear the whole Megillah. We have to hear every word from beginning until the end. Now, if you have filu l'man diyom amiyish Yehudi, even according to Yehudi Shita, that you first start talking about when Mordechai came into the picture, Mish Yehudi, of a still tzricho shetek suva kula. You have to read it from a kosher Megillah. You have to have a Megillah that has the whole Megillah written. You can't just read it from a Megillah that only has Mish Yehudi. The Megillah has to have everything written. Just the mitzvah kriya starts from Mish Yehudi. The Yomer Rabbi Chelbu, Yomer Rav Choma, Bagruyan, Yomer Rav, Megillah Nikra Sefer. Megillah sometimes is called a Sefer. In the Psukim it's called the Sefer, Rashi says, Venichta by Sefer, the Pasuk says. Venikra Sigeris is also called a letter. It also says it's called Igeris, the Megillah. Why? So it means like this. Nikra Sefer is called like a Sefer Shim Tofra Bechute Pishtam Sula. If you tie it up, if you add the piece of parchment, you want to tie it together with flax, it's possible. You have to use gidim. You have to use the vein of an animal. For Nikra Sigeris, why is it also called Nigeris though? Shim Hitu Boshloisha Chutin Gidim Ksherim. You don't have to tie up the whole thing. As long as you use three chutin, three strings of gidim, you should know the Megillah is kosher. Rashi v'nikrasi geris loyma she'ena chamur k'sefer. It's not so strong like a sefer. That's enough just to have three chutim, three strings of gidim of the veins of the animal. And Omer Rav Nachman uvavad she'im mishloshim. The three places that you sewed up has to be like each one third away. It has to be divided out equally of the three parts of the Megillah, of the length of the Megillah. Rashi she'im mishloshim she'im roish hatfer ad makam tfiras agid k'meno v'yad agid. Hasheni, I mean Hasheni l'shlishi, k'mashas to sefer tfor, means divided up equally in three different parts. One should be equally distant from the next one. Amar Rav Yudu Amar Shmuel, ha'koira b'megillah ha'ksuva bein ha'ksuvim. Let's say you have a Megillah, a big piece of parchment that has all the ksuvim written together, not just Megillah's Esther. It has all the ksuvim written together. Is lo yotza from that type of a sefer, you can't be yotza the mitzvah kriyas Megillah. Omar Rava said, Lo Yamorin, this is only said, Elo, to Lo Mechasro Meyasro, that the Megillus Esther itself is not a little bit shorter or a little bit longer than the other ones. Purta. It's not any bigger or shorter, like you can't notice it. Ava Mechasro Meyasro Purta, let's say the Megillus Esther, even though it's written on this big cloth, this big like Sefer, that has a lot of other sperm also, but if the part that has Megillus Esther is noticeable, it's different, it's a little bit longer, it's a little bit shorter, then less lumbo, then it's kosher, you could use it. So Rashi says, Lo yotza, yinat yotza, debina an igeres liatzma. You have to have an igeres of the Megillah by itself, not with a few other sperm with it. The mefarsim nisa tfei, it's a bigger pirsum anes that way. The chikorah ben aksuvim, because if you read it from a sefer that has other ksuvim in it also, nirach chikorah ben mikra, it just looks like you're reading from a sefer. It doesn't look so much from the Megillah itself. Therefore, you have to have the Megillah by itself. Let's say the cloth, true, it's one big sefer, but the cloth, the piece of parchment that you have the Megillah written on, is a longer piece of parchment than the other ones, or else it's a shorter one. Aruchim mishar klofim lamala, on top, on the matzah, on the bottom. Or kitzormiyam, it's a little bit shorter. V'yeshla heker l'yatzma, like you could tell, this part of the cloth of the parchment is a special sefer by itself, a sefer Megillah sefer, then you are yaitze. Where it says, Bar Shmuel, Levi Bar Shmuel, Hevi Kokori Kaimat of Yehuda. He was reading his Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda. And it was a Megillah, a type of Megillah,